This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces fought new clashes Friday while plans to hold talks in Moscow raised hopes of ending the deadliest battles in the South Caucasus for more than 25 years. The Armenian and Azeri foreign ministers were expected to attend the talks in the Russian capital later Friday, a day after France, Russia, and the United States launched a concerted peace drive at a meeting in Geneva. The Armenian government said Friday's talks would focus exclusively on cessation of hostilities and humanitarian issues, which it identified as exchanges of bodies and prisoners of war. If the warring sides' foreign ministers meet, it will be the first direct contact known to have taken place between Armenia and Azerbaijan since new fighting broke out September 27th in the former Soviet Republic's decades-old conflict. More than 400 people have been killed in the fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountain enclave which under international law belongs to Azerbaijan but is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. Kyrgyzstan's president, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, told the army's newly appointed chief of staff Friday to get unrest in the country under control and maintain peace, his office said. Jeenbekov earlier declared a state of emergency in the capital and ordered troops to be deployed there. He said Friday he's ready to resign once a new cabinet was appointed to end the power vacuum in the Central Asian nation, gripped by unrest since opposition supporters seized government buildings on Tuesday. If you'd like to learn more about these or any other stories you hear on VOA News, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.